Thank you for giving me this opportunity again, once again, to share. You all would have heard about my results in the Facebook, and I think some of them in our generation do not tap into Facebook, so some of them still do not know. However, I just want to share with you how God has worked in my life and my experience with the presence of God. First of all, the favors that God has bestowed upon me throughout the last 3 months with the medical professions, it has been just amazing. When I was first diagnosed, I was referred to a neurologist who wanted to do a biopsy then. That was the urgency for me to come and give a testimony that Sunday. Even though I wanted her to postpone the biopsy till after our New Zealand cruise, she said, she was so adamant, she said, "I need to do it before you go on the cruise." And I said, "What about the complications?" And she said, "It will only be infection." For me, I was burdened with this fear. I was thinking of the worst possibilities of being deaf, being unable to see on my right eye, or my speech will be affected, and much, much more. So I just prayed to God. I said, "This is in your hands. I have no control." However, she said, because she is so humble, honestly, usually the medical profession, you worry about that too. She's so humble. She said, "I think because of where the tumor is, I need the help of an ENT." Hallelujah. Praise God. I went to see the ENT. The ENT had a look at all the scans, and he said, "We wouldn't touch it. Just leave it, and we will review you in 3 months." What a relief. God has taken that burden away from me, and I felt so relieved. This week, the last Tuesday, I went to see him, and all the repeat scans has shown that there is no growth. There is growth. It's still chondrosarcoma, which is a cancer of the bone and cartilage, which means it's in the skull, but it's not growing. So we are not going to do anything. And he said, with that, I could still have a few more decades to live with that in me. So praise God. He is so good to me, and I just really want to praise him. And God has a purpose for me, and I do not know what. But the few purposes I have actually just think, when I think about it, the last time when I testify, it was taped, and I sent it to one of my friends who is not a Christian, but she said she cried and cried when she knew that I had the brain tumor. But when she listened to my testimony, she said that gave her so much comfort and so much peace. And that itself, to me, is God's purpose. Pastor John Lee said to me, "Eng Hong, so many people are praying for you. They are getting closer to God because of you, because they pray for you." That's, again, you know, it's very encouraging. And my GP is another one. He said to me, he was very, very pessimistic. He kept begging me to go and have this CT this time, because I didn't want to go to have my CT this time, because I'm actually, Siwa and I going overseas 10 days' time. I wanted to do that after. And he said, "You are in denial." I said, "I'm not." I said, "What about my faith? My God. My God never promised me eternity on earth." I said, "Whatever his purpose for me, I will go." And then, anyway, I said, "I'll do it for you." So I went, that's why I had the CT. So I saw him the other day. I pat on his forearm. I say, "My God is so good, right?" He said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah." He said, "Congratulations to you." So we don't know. Those are things that it sort of encourages me. Now, for peace and for strength, I thank God too. I've been, all the peace that I have had in that 3 months was really amazing. The 2 times that I was really anxious was when the neurologist wanted to dig into me. And the other time was the challenge of, shall I have the CT or not before I go on holidays? So that was the only two. But I have not had one night of sleepless night. I have slept so well, I have no problems with that. So, I feel that it's because I just surrender to Him and say, it's yours. Just do whatever you want with me, God. I will go along with it. So I feel that peace is so, you know, so amazing. I thank every one of you. It's not working, is it? Sorry. I thank each and every one of you for your prayer support. I thank Joe and Grits and Evelyn and Ben and our CG, Connect Group, and all the brothers and sisters, each and every one of you who has been with the prayer support, and all over the world too, all my siblings, John Lee, Kathleen Lee. I even had a sleepover at Kathleen Lee's and we prayed about it and all that, and all the support. And Lee's and David Armstrong too, you know, I often go, because they have moved near us, we go over there and have a prayer. And Ellie and Jimmy and all you people, I just want to thank you. And I praise God for all of you. And I hope I will make a difference, from now on, to just continue walking closer to God. Thank you.